Well, what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More U.S. advisors heading to Iraq. President Obama has authorized deployment of another 450 U.S. military advisors to Western Iraq in an effort to equip, train, and advise Iraqi security forces battling Islamic State militants. It will bring to more than 3,500 the number of U.S. military personnel stationed in Iraq. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the advisors will hope to mobilize Sunni tribesmen to take up arms against the IS group.
Those tribal fighters will also benefit from some of the advice and assist efforts that our military personnel are engaged in. They will benefit from the expedited transfer of weapons and equipment. And bringing them into this fight under the command and control of the Iraqi central government will be an important part of ensuring that we have Iraqi fighters on the ground who are fighting ISIL in their own country and even in their own communities.
The deployment follows a discussion of Iraqi strategy between President Obama and Iraq's prime minister on sidelines of this week's Group of Seven summit. The deputy UN peacekeeping official warned the Security Council Wednesday a Sudanese army offensive in restive Darfur has driven tens of thousands from their homes this year. Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Edmund Mullet says the military operation against the rebels has had a devastating impact on civilians.
Criminality is also a major source of insecurity, with various armed persons taking advantage of the relative absence of security forces in most of the areas to attack civilians. This worsening security environment in parts of Darfur continues to have significant implications for the safety and security of humanitarian personnel and UNAMID.
The Security Council will decide this month whether to extend the peacekeeping mission for Darfur. This is VOA News.